Coach Montrager, unbelievable start to this game for your team. I'm sure you couldn't have envisioned going 26 up to begin things.
No, putting up a goose egg defensively wasn't in the plan, but I tell you what, our guys came out and they just played really aggressive. The footwork was just great, helps side defense. And we did that without fouling too, you know, which I like. And real impressed with how we pushed the ball up off the outlet pass and kept constant pressure on them throughout that first half.
Yeah, defense, 26-0 run to start, and not really many, if any, open looks that he gave the Mustangs.
Yeah, we really didn't. You know, and I think the big key, it all started with Sam Scott on their best offensive player. He just contained him well. You can kind of tell that the other kids kind of feed off him, off his penetration, and we weren't giving them penetration lanes where they could kick it out for looks, you know. And Sam just did a great job.
Yeah, Sam with that experience, senior, guarding the freshman Kopic, and he didn't score in the first half.
Yeah, and so, you know, Sam's one of the better defenders in the conference, and so that showed right there. And then when they got some ball screen action with their big guy, you know, Brandon came out and hedged and communicated that screen and roll situation great too. So it really neat to see, you know, with their defensive intensity. That's what we're really trying to build here.
And Levi Olhausen, four threes as he's starting to find his rhythm from the outside. Another night of four guys in double figures. It's gonna be like this a lot for you this year.
Well, our home games, we've had four and five guys in double figures all three games here at home. You know, you're gonna shoot better at home. We still gotta kind of find our stride on the road offensively, but you know, defense is the ultimate consistent thing you got in your team that you can take on the road. So we want to build around that and until we get our shooting confidence going on the road. But, yeah, our strength offensively is our balance. And I thought Levi played another great game at point guard. He looked like a true point guard tonight. He's really pushing the ball up the court hard, putting pressure on the defense. And then getting in the lane and kicking that ball out or finding open guys. He had a couple of nice kick downs with some good aggressive dribble penetration in the open court. And it's just beautiful to see. So he's really grown a lot in the last couple of weeks here at that point guard position. And he can shoot the ball. You know, he shoots like a good off guard, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's really giving us a big lift here offensively.
Looking to find your stride on the road, and what better opportunity to do that is next up on Tuesday. You'll be at one of the conference favorites in PAC-LM.
Yeah, I mean, a tough battle over there, you know, and it's on the road. And so I got the big Ropeman kid that we got to deal with, and you know, that'll be a challenge for us. So, but I feel like, you know, the coaches I've talked to also, it's going to be a wide open race. There's nobody head and shoulders above anybody in the conference. We probably have anybody can beat any night, but I seriously think we got four or five teams that could take the conference, and that's a long ways away. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be an exciting year to watch Twin Lakes basketball. It's going to be a lot of good competitive games.
Yeah, this conference I think is really up for grabs. I could see one of a handful of teams taking it.
And I think what you see is you got – there's a good amount of teams with some youth, so they're going to get better. We're one of those teams. There's a lot of room for improvement. So I think you got a team like Southeast Valley that's probably got the most playing experience from a year ago, and I think that's why they're maybe scoring the best on paper right now. But everybody else has got some pretty good youth, and they're going to get better. So there's going to be a lot of good games. It's going to be fun.
See how
it plays out.
You should be right up there. And for now, we'll say go Pack, go as host Seattle on Sunday. Nick Perry, I understand, is out. That's going to be a hit for our defense. But I think if we can win this one, I think that Week 17 game, we're going to be playing for a playoff spot.
Yeah, we want to play the Lions that last game of the year for the conference title.
Got to be a game back.
Yeah, that's a good swing game here. I think, well, let's hope for some coldness and some snow on the frozen tundra. They'll get
an inch to 5 inches.
You bet. That's going to be our 12th man there Sunday against the Seahawks.
So. Yeah, Seahawks. That's our 12th man. How do you like that?
Take that.
Hey, Todd, thanks a lot. We'll see you soon.